All right, we are back here on This Morning with Box 2 Radio. Good morning on this February 18th, 2026. Oh, man. Well, we've got joining us in the studio Miss Karen Lacefield, who's no stranger to the Box 2 Radio Network. I do miss your program on Saturdays, Miss Karen. I do miss your program.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm always ready to... Everybody has the right to my opinion. That's all I can. So I'm glad to hear that, though.
Yeah. So how things going since the last, I guess it's been a couple months now since we had you on.
Yeah, it's been a while. Everything is good. Everything is good for me. I've got a whole new line of study, and I just love learning. You
Amen.
Know? So
should always be learners, shouldn't we?
That's right. You want the brain to grow. We want it to grow as we get older. We don't want it to shrivel up, that's for sure.
I've got a lot of room up there for it to grow.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what have you been on lately? You said you've been in a line of study. What's been catching your attention?
My new study is more about the nervous system and how the, you know, fight or flight or the rest and calm state is. And how, you know, it's very, well, you cannot heal if you're always in that fear, fight or flight mold. And so it's the basic of, even if you're eating the right foods and getting, you know, trying to do everything right, if the nervous system is upheaval, I think that's the reason for the desperation. People say, well, I do this and this and this, and I'm not getting the results I get. It's because it's out of desperation and not out of calm awareness, allowing things to happen, allowing, receiving, instead of trying to use your free will to manipulate. And so it's a very interesting study.
Yeah, actually it's really awesome that you brought that in there, because I actually been looking at that myself.
It's all over everything now.
Yeah,
so
it's the latest study, and it's talking about how your nervous system gets stuck.
It gets stuck.
And it just can't figure out how to get unstuck. And you're living in that constant, it's stress. Stress is the activator of getting you stuck.
That's and exactly right.
Your body's fighting against that stress. And eventually you fought so long, you don't know how to stop fighting. So everything becomes a reactive, even an unstressful situation, you're still responding to stress, and your body's stuck in that nervous system.
You said it better than I could ever say. That's right.
And I have been looking at that myself, and it is very interesting. A lot of times we want to say more, it's like we're burned out, or we're fatigued, or we're tired, but it's not so much, those are consequences. But it's not the root. The root is your stuck nervous system.
It is. And the body never lies. When you hear these underlining tones, it's always communication. So when you say, I'm burned out, or I'm feeling tired, you know, you may not know how to read that communication, but the body is so many times trying to communicate to you. And so you, but no, I'm tired and I'm burned out, so I take a Red Bull. You see, you can't do that. You're trying to squelch the conversation or the communication the body's trying to. It's like, I need help here. But we are so programmed to just take something and get rid of the communication. And then there comes a time when the body just forgets how. You know, it just forgets to, you know, you can't live without those things. And so you're constantly, you know, looking for the next great lift. And it's always outside the body, when in true terms, the Lord blessed us with healing inside the body. And that's where I think prayer and meditation, true prayer and meditation, you know, with a seeking to change from the inside out, that comes in. But that takes time. And, you know, that is really where I've been in the last, I don't know, 6 months or so. That takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of time to really get into that type of prayer and meditation, that you want to align yourself with healing. You want to align yourself with the goodness of God, instead of, well, I pray for this, this, and this, and this, but then I go back to the old habits. You know, there's and I think Brother Aaron is a perfect example of this. As a matter of fact, I wanted to say this the last time, and I wish I had thought of it. I think you said at one point somewhere, maybe in the conversation, that the last time I was here, you had lots of questions. It was one of the most in some ways participated because of the questions. And there were people who wanted answers. And I remember telling someone I was talking about it, I said, they don't want the answers because I'm on there. And they didn't. They want the answers because they watched you align yourself with health and wellness, and you begin to become what you said you wanted. So they've watched your transformation.
Yeah.
And see, for me, most people think that I was just born this way. They don't really accredit me to the lifelong disciplines that I have, you know, strive to have. But when they watch Pastor Aaron go from one way to another, that's like, wow, you know, I got to see someone transform. And so I wanted you to know that, because I think that's the biggest thing you can do for your body or the people that you're around, is they can watch you and see that transformation can happen.
Could we go to, I'm really intrigued because you brought the nervous system in, and I've been looking at that and thinking about that a lot lately. And you talked about, like, we take a Red Bull or we take a Monster, any energy drink. And we're hoping that wakes us up, or we want something. It could even be a dopamine shot from, like we was talking about Reels, watching it. We need a dopamine shot. We need a serotonin hit. We need something. And this is probably where God has created our body, that sometimes the greatest thing you can do for a tired body is take a walk, even though you think I don't want it, because it releases endorphins. It releases these things. Take a prayer walk, take a walk, walk with somebody you just chit chat with, just to enjoy it. But probably one of the worst things you can do is trying to over flood your system with stimulants, such as adrenaline, caffeine, along those lines. Give yourself something that God's created you to have.
That's exactly right.
So I would just love, maybe speak into that a little bit more, like the dangers of over caffeination or the danger of over dopamine shots and serotonin and all that, how it fluctuates anyways.
Well, I think what happens is, again, I go back to conditioning. You know, we're conditioned just to go outside of ourselves. And I think that God created us. We have, you know, the Bible, we have everything we need. And I think people look at that too. Basically, there's such depth in that we have everything we need. The body will heal itself if it's given the right environment, whether it's, you know, epigenetic. Mostly it's an epigenetic, you know, of an environment of healing. And when you never, ever give yourself the opportunity to have that environment, then you're constantly in a stress mode. And you believe that's the way life is. And we look at life basically from the way we see it, the way our nervous system is telling us to look at life. I mean, why is it that some person will respond and just go completely haywire in one situation and someone else responds in a calm way? It's because we're viewing it from two different abilities or two different balances in the body. It's the same situation, but some people can't handle the situation, and other people look at it as, okay, now let's look for the way out. There is a way out, and let's look for that. And so it's the same situation, but it's how we are on the inside. And I always say, you know, you can set a bone, but the body heals. You know, you can scrape your hand, and you can put something on it, but it's the body that heals. And when the body feels safe, there is just transformative healing. And when we feel safe in who we are and what we were created to be, I think we don't understand how valuable and how well equipped we are to handle this world. Because there's always going to be that next pandemic. There's always going to be that, as far as I'm concerned, you can disagree, but there's going to be climate engineering. There's going to be, there's always going to be that panic, that next disaster, that next thing. And that is geared to keep us in that fear mode.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes right down to it, after that happens, you watch communities come together and they respond at a point because they no longer have the ability to react. I mean, it's happened.
Yeah.
So you start to see people respond, and that is the healing. There's where God is.
Mm-hmm.
God is always in the response of community support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think when we start to go into ourselves and look and realize how completely intricate and how completely equipped we are. I mean, I look at, you know, computers. Well, you know, that is only a mirror of the human brain, you know, and different matrix. They talk about the matrix. Well, that's only a mirror of the fascia system in the body. You know, there is the outside keeps trying to create and make us believe that we're less, but we're actually more. We're actually more because they're looking at us and creating and then telling us that we need that. And we don't need any of that. You know, I think we have, I think when it comes to falling from grace, it's the big thing is we forgot who we are. We've fallen from consciousness. I think when we start to realize, I mean, we look at Peter, you know, Peter who had the vision. We see Paul who had visions. We see John who had visions. And I think that Yeshua taught them how to raise their consciousness, to have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
And that's where Christ was. And I believe we all have that ability. I just think that we think we need something outside ourselves. And really and truly, we're equipped. I mean, God is within us. At the same time, He's out there. And so we have that interconnection with Him. And that's the way we are to work. And I think Yeshua walked the world, or the earth, showing the connection that we can have with Him, you know, with if we want to build that connection. And so, I mean, that's what I've really been working on, and I have seen a complete difference in the way I react to things, or the way I respond to things. Everything is calmer, and I'm happier. I'm a lot happier than I was. And I'll tell you something, you'll start to see even your microbiome is better. Your colon is better. Everything is better because absolutely nothing can work under that stressful situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of questions I have.
Well, I hope I got the answer.
I think this is such an important conversation. I think it's, we were talking about a lot of things this morning with, you know, centering in more on us. Like, and I said this for 3 years and I just said it, so I apologize, but it's like shrinking your world. Like, everything in the church world wants to tell you to get bigger. Like, it would be easy for us to, we could go to Africa next week, we go to India next week, we go anywhere we wanted because we have connections all over the world. And I get a lot of pushback sometimes, like, why don't we go out more? And I'm like, why, what are we going to do? Like, we're going to spend $5,000 a person and go over there for 10 days and preach maybe a sermon or two. But, like, what can we do here? What can we do in a localized place? What can we do? And I'm not against world missions, not at all. But I think that's the push, and always outside, always bigger, always this. And a lot of times just shrinking it and figuring out, too. I think that, what would you encourage somebody, how to start getting the nervous system under control? Like, peace. Because I think peace is a big part of this equation. Rest. True sleep. You know, like when you're tired and you're stressed out and you think, well, a good energy drink's gonna kick it, and then you put this overstimulated caffeine, like this enormous amount of caffeine in you, your body's gonna fight even more then. Now it's like, oh my gosh, where did this come from? Like, what am I doing here? It's stimulating you even more. It's a stimulant, it's what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
How do we start making steps towards walking this peaceful life with Christ that God's called our body to live in?
Well, for years, I have preached and preached and preached nutrition. Okay? Number one, nutrition. And here's the thing. You may not want to go here, but this is, you know, this is the way I think it is. I think we have to be very careful. You know how, you know, there's AI and people have good and bad and this kind of thing. I think that we are the prize. I think that we're the prize. There are forces of evil, which is dysfunction, and, you know, and there are forces of good, which are function, which, you know, choose life. Whereas I, in my heart of heart, believe that if we don't understand that we have to stop choosing what is synthetic and artificial. Because if we don't stop eating artificial this, stop stimulating with artificial that, if we give our brain ability that we never ever expanded on our own to computers and AI, I think we lose our humanness. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the fear that we're looking at, because when we don't realize who we are and the divine creation that we are, I think we give up to what man offers and they can control us. So the first thing I would say is, when you realize who you are and how you were created, I think you don't need the synthetics. You don't need the Red Bulls. You don't need the outside help, because you realize you have it all. So I would say nutrition is one, because, I mean, you've seen when you eat real food, a lot of symptoms go away. We don't have to be this sick. And so if you're not this sick, you don't have that fear. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, I know everything, but I will tell you, when COVID came, I literally had no fear of COVID. I didn't wear the mask unless they forced me to. I went into places where they were sick and they had COVID. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I was following, to the best of my knowledge, the ability of health when it come to nutrition and hydration and those things. So I had no fear. But see, someone who doesn't take care of themselves, and people will tell me that. They'll say, well, I don't take care of myself like you, so I need this. I need this stimulant. I need this medicine. Mm. Well, you just said it. Yeah. I don't take care of myself like you do, so now I need that. And that's the choice. We need to remember that that's the choice. Well, then align yourself with health and take care of yourself. The other thing is we start with movement. If when you move, I wrote some of these things down, it signals to brain safety. Like you said, take a walk. So all of a sudden you're letting things go, you're moving, it pumps the lymphatic system. And one of the biggest things that I'm really into right now is fascia, and I'll get into that. Mm. And I'm doing a whole new exercise, a whole new fitness regimen toward that. And as you mentioned last time, and I'm not really bringing it up, but I will tell you, I love using photomodulation. I use stem cell light patches because you know why? It actually helps to reset frequency. It actually reminds the body how to heal itself. And that's what we've got to do. The body has forgotten how to heal, mm-hmm. because we never let it do it. We always just take something, nips it in the bud, and the next thing we know, you know, we're addicted. Yeah. To whatever that is, whether it's a medication, whether it's a stimulant, whether it's something on, you know, scrolling through your phone, whatever it is, we're mm-hmm. addicted. And so I love using my light therapy. The other thing that I like is I love my meditation time. That's when I feel the most safe, because I sort of take myself out of the world. Mm. And I just start, you know, with a scripture or what the Lord says, and it becomes so much more truer for me that I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm literally okay. I'm okay because I believe I'm okay. The other person is not okay because they don't believe they're okay. Mm-hmm. They may say scripture. They may quote it. But if you, even the Lord said, if you don't believe, I mean, he couldn't heal in Nazareth, right? Because there was no belief. You've got to believe that you're already healed. And if you don't feel that, and I'm starting to see now that emotion is much more than energy in motion. When something happens to you that is tragic, what do you remember? You remember the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes back up, you remember the emotion. And those emotions are stored in the fascia, which therefore store in the different muscle parts and the organ parts. But when you have joy, you ever think about going back into, they talk about how putting something in front of you that gave you joy, whether it's your new child, mm-hmm. or, you know, a time in your life when you really had, what do you remember? You don't so much remember the time without the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing. If when we have an emotion that comes up that makes us anxious or sad or frustrated, take that captive immediately. Don't, you know, we can't help what comes up, mm-hmm. but we can help what we entertain.
It's true.
And we can turn right around and replace it with the positive side of that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm not telling this for anyone else, but I'm just going to give this because this just recently happened to me. The other day, there was that fog, and it mm-hmm. had froze on my step. Well, I didn't know it. Well, I'm always packing my car at 4 a.m. in the morning, you know, so it's dark or whatever. Anyway, I took a huge spill, and it was a hard spill. And I mean, I have... one cheek is black, okay? Okay. And then, you know, I also hit my head. And, you know, at the time, I mean, it was a hard spill. I didn't even think I could get up, but I make it up and every, all this, that, and the other. And then, you know, like I say, I've got all these modalities. I'm using my patches. I'm using my oils. You know, I'm using different red lights and stuff. And, you know, I don't think even any of you all would know that I took a spill. I'm walking in. I'm doing good, you know. But I will tell you, I could have taken that and had and made that a bad experience,
because
it was a bad experience. But when I began to describe that to my clients as to why I was sort of not maybe rolling around on the floor on that cheek, you know, I'm like, it wasn't my tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could have broke a tailbone. Or a lot of women my age that's, you know, in their 60s, 67 years old would have broke a bone.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I didn't break a bone. And that, you know, I'm able to still move. So instead of making that a tragic experience, I am grateful that I didn't break a bone, that I didn't fall a certain way, and that I'm up and moving, and I'm still working.
Yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? We can take a tragic experience, and we can dwell in that. Or there's always something in that. It could have been worse, and there's always a thankfulness to there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to begin to clean out. And I'll tell you something else that's really interesting that I did not know. When you begin to clean out emotions, those bad, you know, negative emotions, and you replace those with more happy and joyful and thankful and, mm-hmm. you know, grateful emotions, if you do it and you do it long enough and you do it well, do you know that your sweat will smell different? Your urine will smell different.
That's weird.
Because
that's
they are chemical.
Mm.
And I have experienced that already. Even your breath is different because the body will begin to release those just like you were doing another detox.
Wow.
Any other detox. Now, that is the most amazing thing. And I have experienced, I was thinking to myself, and I didn't know this. And I'm like, gosh, this is different and that's different. And I mean, I was noticing scents. I was like, oh, you know, and it's like, oh gosh, more deodorant. No, but anyway, you know, but then I was reading it. It's almost like the answer come up and it talked about, because when you begin to release, just like when you're detoxing heavy metals or you're detoxing, you know, different, you know, things, those things are chemical too, and you will actually notice a difference in the smell until those things come up. So I would say in your meditation time, you'll be very grateful, be very glad. And in the world we live in, there's so much to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and when you become, then you start to see that you love more. I think you're more patient with people because you're not anxious anymore.
Mm.
You're all of a sudden, it's like, you know, they're doing the best they can because you've had to do so much work to do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
And you can forgive your parents because, you know, we have all been in this rat race. And they were, I know my parents worked all the time, didn't have a lot of time for us. And, you know, they were tired when they got home. So, you know, we were brought up in that type of atmosphere. We all have had, you know, it wasn't that it was necessarily dysfunctional. It's just maybe it wasn't, you know, maybe we felt left out or maybe we didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was always brought up like we never have enough.
Mm.
And you start to think all these things. Well, I have all I need, mm-hmm. you know. And I begin to think now that I have all I need. I'm healthy, I am wealthy, and I am joyful, and I am grateful.
Mm.
And whatever state of being that is powerful.
Amen.
So those are the things that I would tell you to do. I mean, you can't live without nutrition. Make it good. You really don't do well without movement. Make it count.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to pray and meditate, get deep. you know, and get grateful and really connect. And like I say, and then open your heart and look around at people and have compassion toward what they're going through, because everyone's on their own journey and everybody's going to have to find that one way or the other.
Yeah. I need you for like an hour or so one day, because I would love to dive more into fascia. Am I saying that right?
Fascia. They say it differently.
Yeah, but
is that what that is? Is the emotion?
Not really. It's the interaction between your body, basically.
Okay.
It's interaction. Let me give you a really good, I think I have it here. I put it on here, how it, the fascia, number one, would be, it's almost like a complete matrix. I mean, I know that sounds, but it literally connects you from head to toe.
Yeah.
It's, there is, yeah.
Yeah.
It has to do with your nervous system. It's in your muscles. It's in your organs. It's where emotions. That's the reason some people can get a fascia release massage and begin to cry, because it will begin to release emotions. Yeah. It's an energy. And I'm doing something called MELT. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Your mom is on Facebook with me now, and she may have seen me talk about it, but I'm going to tell you, between my MELT method and my light energy, I mean, I've got clients now that I have been trying to help for years and years and years. And I'm almost to the point, like, I can't help you. You're just going to have to do something else. And in this, just the last 2 or 3 weeks, they're like, this pain's gone. That pain's gone. I am so much better. I can get, and I have older people. My people are in their 70s, 80s, you know, 60s. And they're like, I can get up and downstairs now. I can get up and down out of the floor now. And it's the combination.
Yeah. We are unfortunately out of time, because I want to push this so much more, because one of the most common, now I'm not very skilled, and this is a new study to me, studying into this more about the interaction, but it stores emotion, which you were talking about.
Yes.
And one of the most common consequences of that is pain and stiffness. And a lot of people probably think it's inflammation, but it could be stored up, the tension that's being stored up in this interaction. And so that's what sometimes people say, I'm not sore so more. And I think inflammation just went down, but it could be they're actually releasing some of this stuff, which then gets into a lot of the questions of what, you know, that would get into a concern of like what Jesus would talk about and what we would think. Unforgiveness provokes illness, because it's storing up that trauma, and that you're not releasing it. You're just holding on to that pain, and you're holding on to that emotion.
That's 100% correct.
And so I think there's a lot of biblical tracks to take along with this, and that's why I said I wish I could have an hour or so, because I think there is a lot of good questions that come out of this, and talking about releasing the emotion that you hung on to for so long. And it nutrition is a big part of it, but what you're not forgiving and what you're holding on to could be a big part of your chronic illness that you're having as well.
Absolutely. Like I say, I mean, one modality is not everything. Like you say, nutrition's not everything. You've got, again, it's got to be mental, physical, and spiritual. And I've said that. And when you leave out one, the others suffer.